All right, it's 101.9 Kiss FM, your new home of Harvey Hip Hop and R&B, and it's Friday. Now, every Friday until I go pro, which means I get syndicated and I leave here, I'm going to find local people in the community that are doing something. Rather you be a rapper, singer, break dancer, you paint shoes, you paint bodies, you tattoo, whatever it is, I'm going to open up our platform for you to come in and talk about what you do. Now, maybe a couple weeks back we did a Woman Crush, what was it Woman Crush Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Woman Crush Wednesday.
Woman Crush Wednesday for some Jeezy tickets. Unfortunately, she didn't win, but I see that she still be on her grind because it comes up in my timeline or whatever on Instagram. So, Clark, introduce our guest for today's.
So this was on our the grind.
What are we gonna call it? Let's name it. We're gonna name it live on the air. What is it? What are we gonna call this? On the grind in the NC?
There you go.
Oh,
quick,
God.
Little simple name.
Boom!
Don't
somebody,
make it so difficult.
Oh, Jesus. Somebody bring Clark some weed.
Bring me something. Bring me some pickles.
All right,
some
so
something.
Now it's called On the Grind in the NC. So who we got today, Clark?
So today we have one of our winners, Miss Paris. I'm going to let her introduce herself to you.
Hi, it's Paris Sobab.
Now, where you get that? You been to Paris?
I've never, not yet.
Not yet? Not oh, yet. So you use the name because you aspire to go there?
Yeah, I'm going. Well, you're no, going. I use the name because it's my middle name.
Oh, that's your middle name.
Yeah, it's okay. My family name. It's what I always went by.
Okay. All right. So you aspire to go. That's for you. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely on my list.
Okay. Right up there. So tell people what you do or what you aspiring to do, you know?
Well, I aspire to model. I model and I, pretty much model.
You model?
Yeah.
So you like an Instagram model right now?
Yeah, pretty much. And I model outside of Instagram. I do modeling outside of Instagram. Like I do music videos, especially with the summertime coming back. Mm.
Yeah, the music video. Anybody we know?
Probably some locals.
Some local dudes?
Yeah, some locals.
They give you some money for it?
Now I don't model for free anymore.
Oh, no more free.
I stopped that a little while ago.
Okay. So you've been doing some videos for the okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? You model for some of the locals, you the Instagram thing.
Yep, I help promote. So like if you have a clothing line, you want to send
yeah,
me some goodies.
Oh, you
no,
model
no,
clothing.
I model clothing. Like oh, okay. If you have like something you want promoted, I can assist with that.
Okay. So have you done any clothing promotions for anybody local?
Yes, actually. Big shout out, actually, to Carolyn Tay. He just hit his 10th year anniversary, and I did a nice project with him recently.
What's his name again?
Carolyn Tay.
Carolyn Tay.
Yes.
Okay. You from the area?
Yep. NC, this area here. But we did the project here.
Okay.
Just this past week.
Now, you know how many Instagram models out there, right?
It's a million.
So how do you plan to cut through all the noise and the static?
Just be myself. I stay true to me. You know, I don't really get distracted. At this point, I know what I want out of it, and I don't really get distracted. So that's how I kind of stay separate.
Do skin win?
Skin definitely wins.
Really? You show a lot of skin on your Instagram?
Yeah, sometimes. I sneak it in there.
You sneak it in there? Well, the first time that you show some skin on your Instagram, were you nervous, and what made you do it?
I was nervous, and I took a picture, and I liked it a whole lot. And I did think about the criticism I would receive, because I do have morals. However, I liked the picture, so I posted it, and I got over everything else.
You got over everything else? Now, what the first skin to win picture, what was it?
You talking years ago now.
Oh, so you've been out here skinning for a minute. You've been showing skin for a minute.
I have. I love the skin I'm in, so okay. I'm comfortable.
Okay, I scrolled down, I saw. So, let's go back. What's your favorite way to pose? Is it in bikinis and bathing suits and nightwear and draws and all that, or is
I try to stay away from the draws if I can help it, unless it's like promoting a clothing line. But I do love bathing suits, bikinis.
Them draws.
Summer's my season.
Them draws. They just call it something else. Them are draws. Y'all
right.
Just swimming them.
Different meanings, different draws.
Okay. So you don't want to do draws, but you do bikinis.
I mean, I will do it, but yeah, I prefer bikinis. I like bikinis.
Okay. So what's the next step?
Next,
you gotta have a plan. Obviously, you're doing the post. So what's the next
for
thing?
For sure. Next plan is to like expand this area right here. I'm just trying to capitalize as much as I can since I'm already familiar with a lot of people here and a lot of people are familiar with me here. I'm definitely trying to build to get out of this area this year. Can't say too much, but I will definitely be getting out of this area this year.
Where do you want to go?
It's further south. Either down the Georgia,
Atlanta?
Florida area.
Atlanta, Miami.
Atlanta, more so Miami.
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. And you heard the Me Too movement, right?
The Me Too
movement? You ain't heard of Me Too movement?
I don't know if I'm familiar.
The Me Too movement?
I don't think I'm familiar.
Okay, have you ever done anything for a man and he tried to give you sex in exchange instead of paying you money?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That has happened before. That's actually a very common situation in this here realm of things. That's why I tell any girl that's trying to do it, like, just stay focused. Stay true to you and what you want out of it, because all that is not worth, like, killing your name, like, taking those kind of deals.
Yeah. Is it?
Just stay true and, like...
Do you find it happen a lot?
It's a lot of quote-unquote pervs out there that kind of use their camera as a...
okay, that's how it is.
They kind of use their camera as a crutch, you know, or...
To get at you?
Right.
So give me something, like, what do they do? Like, hey, let me take some pictures of you and what?
Yeah, like, they think they can just hit me up like, hey, let's do this shoot. I got this idea. And, you know, they think it's that easy. Like, okay, here's this idea I got half naked and you're going to do it and we're going to... It don't work.
You
like
pull
that.
Up, they got a shoestring. This is what you
want. Yeah,
wear.
Like, you want me to wear it? Like, nope.
Really?
If I don't think it up, it probably ain't happening.
It ain't happening. You shoot a lot of photographers from, like, the Greenville area or Charlotte, Raleigh area?
I'm trying to get more closer to the Charlotte area. There's a few photographers I want to shoot out that way and in Greensboro, but in Raleigh. But right now, I'm kind of staying in this area because I work full time and it's hard to travel and shoot.
Okay. So you work full time?
Mm-hmm.
Where you work at?
Metro PCS.
No, it's ain't nothing wrong with that. I believe a lot of people don't understand sometimes you gotta have a, I don't want to say a real job, but a job to pay the bills. And then you have the thing that you're working towards you may not be able to get paid for right away. So you gotta sacrifice. You gotta have that full-time gig to pay the light bill and the rent. And then something that you aspire to do, you may not be able to make money at it right away. Yeah. So you have to sacrifice.
That's how you don't end up a part of that little Me Too thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I pay my bills, so okay. Yeah, I can afford to pay for my own photo shoot. Speaking of domestic violence, you think Trey Songz did that? Trey, okay, give me back, sir. Trey is in the middle of a lot of stuff right now. Allegedly, he hit a woman. Was it supposed to be his girlfriend?
A friend.
He took her phone and threw her phone and allegedly assaulted her. And right now, it's pending whether he's going to get arrested. Well, he actually turned himself in.
Okay.
So he's saying he didn't do it. When he went to Twitter, he said, I didn't do it. How do you feel?
I mean, I don't know the evidence that the detectives have just, found and all that, but.
So you didn't even know Trey Songz was in trouble?
I didn't.
He could have called you and be like, let's do a video. You would have showed up. Wouldn't even know. He out here hitting people.
Right. I would have had to do my research before I actually.
So you didn't even know Trey Songz was in trouble?
I did see a headline with his picture on it, but I'm not really a big fan.
But you be more posting, but you on there posting your pictures.
Obviously.
Because you post a lot of pictures.
Now I'm trying to post more. That's another thing. I'm trying to stay consistent more now. Yeah.
So you're
a watcher for the
moment. Yeah, I'll be scrolling.
What do you follow?
Like as far as like celebrities.
Just in general, like what do you follow?
I follow like other
models
and photographers. I follow a lot of photographers.
So yeah.
I follow like hundreds of photographers, some gossip pages. I try not to do too many of those. I follow Kiss, of course. I don't really even follow that many celebrities. Like,
really?
I just
photographers.
Yeah, mainly photographers and different artists if I like their work. Mm. Yeah.
Who's a photographer from this area you recommend that you liked working with?
Luxury Photography.
Where is that? Where they at?
That's right here in Greenville. It's like, she's popping right now. It's a female. So
okay.
I always have a special thing for female photographers. They have like a special little touch. No, that's the great.
What do you think about the gay and lesbian movement? What do you think about gay and lesbian marriage? Are you from the South, right?
I'm from the South.
What do you think about gay and lesbian marriage?
Well, like as far as when it comes to holy matrimony, I mean, just male, female.
You're not a Bible thumper? I mean, a lot of people in the South come from that household. A man is supposed to be with a woman, woman with a man. A man, what's the thing that they say out here? Adam didn't go out with Steve or Steve, whatever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Right.
That's the thing. So how do you feel about that? Especially you want to get into modeling, you're going to come across a lot of gay people.
Oh, yeah.
Photographers,
definitely.
All that. So how you feel?
I have a real open mind. I tell anybody can, like, whatever, teach his own, to each his own. I don't agree so much with the marriage, but if they're happy, it's not hurting me in any way.
But you don't agree with it, though.
And actually, I feel like with that being open, I feel like more people will be true to their sexuality. So I don't have to worry about two more men on the down low.
Okay.
I just want a straight one.
You want a straight one. So you'll be opposed to a woman trying to kiss you?
I'm not interested in women.
Okay, I'm just asking.
But you just mentioned the down low men that you don't want to have to come across. Have you dealt with that before?
I've had my concerns.
What were the concerns? What did he do to make you think he was suspect?
I used to be into pretty boys, and then like I had a change of heart, and I had a lot of realizations about like
what
I just started
happened?
Speculating. And
like what? He said, "Play with the booty hole." What do you do?
Should be that pretty.
Like, oh, it's just the metro. Right. I think it's called metrosexual.
Right. I feel like a man should be.
So you came across a lot of men with some femme qualities.
Yeah, like I don't really like men that's too into like
in the mirror more than you.
Right. Image is great. Like I want him to definitely keep himself up, but not to a extent where we fighting over the mirror. No, that's pretty much where I draw the line. But no, I mean.
Are you into Jesus and God? Like a lot of people go to church every Sunday, choir rehearsal, all that.
I'm a very spiritual person.
Oh, here goes the spiritual.
I'm nowhere near religious.
Okay, you just believe in God and
yes,
go to Bedside Baptist.
There you go. Higher power.
I believe there's a God. Like, okay. And I believe you do good, you get good. I believe there's an equal balance.
Kind of like a karma thing. Universe.
Yeah, there you go.
You believe in the universe.
Exactly.
So if you believe in the universe, then you gotta you believe that homosexuality like a mental thing? Like,
I think it's
a mental disorder.
I don't want to call it a.
You don't agree with that. That goes with God. You said you don't agree.
I don't think that.
I'm at because when you make it, you're gonna come across this stuff. You're gonna have these conversations with some big time people, and how you answer gonna determine if you get that photo shoot.
Exactly. I mean. Like I said, I will accept anybody. As far as do I agree
Are they going
with
to hell?
I don't really get into the whole heaven hell thing because that's religion. I don't really do religion.
Purgatory?
No. What do you believe?
I feel like people kind of live again. I feel like people are
reincarnation. Religion. You come back as
not,
a puppy.
Maybe not right away, but they do.
You come back as like a leaf or
or a bird.
A bird.
I'm joking.
What is that shit called? Spirit animal?
Right.
So something that you really love, you may come back as.
So
if you really love pussy, I will come back as a pussy. Like.
Possibly, but you might not like being one of them.
I know, you beat up a lot. I didn't tell you. You know they say vaginas are more durable than tires.
Are they really? Yeah. I never heard that, but I can believe it.
Elasticity and all that stuff. You have kids?
I do.
Okay, how many?
One.
You with the baby daddy? Y'all broke up. What happened?
He's gone. I deleted him.
You deleted him?
I deleted him.
Did you delete him for real or do you have him on child support?
He is non-existent.
You got him on child support?
No. He doesn't exist. Him or anything that's connected.
Did you kill him? Like, what do you mean you deleted him? Like, you talking like it's a body somewhere.
The universe took care of him.
The universe. He in jail?
I don't know.
You really don't know?
I really have no idea.
How long was y'all? Was it a one-night stand?
Mm-mm. No.
Was y'all together? Y'all was together?
Mm-hmm. For about
and what happened?
Years.
He cheated? You cheated? He was on the down low? What?
I did have my speculations. Uh-huh. But from furthermore, I just, I saw the light with him and I just got out of there. He was crazy. He was one of those Chris Brown type guys.
Oh, I thought you forgave Chris Brown. Now you make the comparisons.
That's what I do.
He took your battery cables
Chris
off.
Brown
so you
didn't
can go
hit
away.
Me, so. Okay.
Did he ever hit you?
Yeah, he tried it.
He tried?
Yeah.
I mean, did
we
he hit you?
We got into a few fights.
You fought back?
We fought. There you go.
Did you call the police?
One time I did.
You did? Mm-hmm. Did you get him locked up? Did you press charges? Or did you drop the charges?
Instead of pressing charges, that's when I just
you let
dropped
it go?
Everything.
You didn't want your baby's kid, your kid's dad locked up.
Oh, no, so, I knew he was going to get locked. He had other problems, so I just let them other problems.
Oh, the other problem hit him. So what about, how old is your child?
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever, like, I want to meet my dad, hang out with my dad? How you going to handle that?
Well, it comes up. It has definitely been coming up.
10, I know it comes up.
Yeah. We filled those voids since then. And
you got a new guy. You said fill the voids.
Not necessarily, but the voids have been filled. So he doesn't really ask anymore. So that helps. And I've slowly started to tell him, like, slowly the truth as he get older.
Give him the truth meaning bad? Do you badmouth him? Like, your daddy ain't shit?
No, I can't.
No, okay.
I could never. Even though technically it'll be true. I do not.
Oh. That's a tough thing, though. Like, if you know the truth and the truth is bad, do you tell your kid that? And then later on, your kid may turn like, oh, my God, you tried to turn me against my dad.
Right. And I can't have that. Like, right. I'm all for letting people, and that's with anything, just let everybody have their own opinion. Give them the facts and
Do you leave the door open where he can see his son, or do you, have you just blocked him?
He's gone.
Or do he, does he not care?
I'm about to say, it's lack of desire on his end.
Okay, he don't care. Yeah. But if he came back, you'd be open?
Mm-mm. Not at this point. Because it was like a, for one, he's not. Like, I know that's kind of crazy, but he's
definitely not.
But if he did, I probably would, just because I have like a real soft heart. But at the same time, he kind of was in and out for like the first couple years. And that's another reason that geared the decision to just cut it off.
To cut it off.
Because I saw the inconsistency, and I know what I dealt with as a child with inconsistent parents.
So okay.
It's just better to not be there.
Okay. You in a relationship now?
No.
Yeah, think about it.
I did. I'm single.
Since when? An hour ago? No. You said you thinking about that.
It's been.
Or you got like a fuck buddy? Like what?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm chilling.
So you? Oh, I've heard I'm chilling before.
I'm chilling. I work like 6 days a week.
Okay. So, I mean, you can, you know, you can still have time. We talk for real in here.
Yeah, I know. I've heard. I listen.
So, you just don't have time for a relationship. So, you got friends.
I mean, I got time for a relationship, but it's relationships these days. You have to be careful and, like, mindful going in. So, okay. I just, yeah.
Oh, you just focus?
Nothing.
You focusing on this modeling
right,
stuff.
Right.
Okay. But you got some friends.
Associates.
Okay. Not claiming anybody.
No.
There's no guy that's going to hear this and be like, oh, yeah, really?
No. Sorry. If he does. Sorry.
Okay. Paris. Tell people how to find you on social media, Mom.
Paris SoFab. Well, Paris X SoFab on Instagram and Paris Space SoFab on Facebook. Pretty much Paris SoFab on everything. Snapchat, Paris B is love.
And you available? Tell me what you're available to do.
I am available for photo shoots, video shoots, especially video shoots with the summer coming in. You know, you need some nice razzle dazzle for your video.
Mm-hmm.
And I do promotional clothing, like brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brand ambassador. Mm-hmm. And pretty much just, yeah, send me clothes or make me deals on your clothes and I'll promote them, make them look good and get people shopping.
How do you handle the weight thing? Because I've just been around women and y'all just be worried that y'all ate one extra hamburger. I'm getting fat. My makeup ain't beat. My hair edge coming off. My lashes loose.
Right.
Like, how do you handle that? Like, let's start with weight first. Like, you know, being a model, you don't want to swell up and pop.
Exactly.
So what do you have any regimen? You work out, flat tummy tea? What do you do?
I'm not yet, but I'm kind of opposite. I've recently, some people know, some people don't, but I recently like gained some weight on purpose. Like I tried to gain some weight.
I did that too. Y'all heard that? I gained weight on purpose. I'm trying to get fat.
I put some weight on purpose. I kind of always been like the same size. Growing up, I was very athletic.
Okay.
So I've pretty much been lazy for the last few years. I don't work out yet, but I do plan to start.
Do you ever take a picture and look like, damn, I'm fat? You ever do that?
Yeah.
And be like, do you plan like, okay, I'm going to work out, or you just don't care?
Nope. I usually just like, I might do something that day to fix it. Like, I felt like maybe I might do some crunches. Like, okay, these are going to help this little pouch right now.
Okay.
But it don't work that easy, but I am looking for
you.
Like
you open being a plus size model?
No, I have
no Lane Bryant shoots.
I can't deal with weight, me personally, because I'm just not that. I'm not active enough. I would.
Okay. Would you do surgery? You open to surgery, augmentation, and all that stuff?
No, I mean, I guess maybe if I ever need it, I might change my mind. But right now, I won't. I'm not gonna say I don't. I think my body's perfect, but I accept my body the way it is. I don't really want to make.
So you are make some money. You ain't going to get no boobs. Get your booty lifted, something like that.
No, I mean, no, not right now.
If somebody has some money to give you right now, what would you get done first?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I might suck out a love handle.
Okay. Yeah. So you wouldn't get boobs or ass?
No, not yet. I wouldn't get like a, I don't know, because I'm scared. My boobs have already grown like in the last 2 years. So I'm scared if I add some more, they might
get too
add
big.
Some more.
Like Amber Rose?
Yeah. Yeah, Amber Rose has gotten some huge boobs. Lately.
Yeah.
Mm. Are they real?
Are boobs real?
Really?
Yeah. Bosoms.
See, yeah, I mean, I would take I'd probably go with boobs before I got another more. Yeah.
So you would do like some lipo, suck some fat out. You wouldn't.
Yeah,
do that
I might now. Do that, make my job easier. But really, I'd rather do it natural. It's not. I don't really have enough to do to where I ain't that lazy. I could do that.
Now you know these models out here ain't eating and taking ribs out and shit.
I eat. I gotta eat. Like, really? That's another.
So you're more like, okay, I'd rather do, I guess to say, urban modeling. I'm not trying to do, you know, be on in Victoria's Secret and all that crap. These right. bitches got one rib and
well,
all
I
that.
Do. I did have this dream of wanting to be on Sports Illustrated.
That's okay. Cool.
And so, but.
Them girls be skinny.
Right, but they just put a plus size model up there for the first time.
Oh, so you would be, oh, you would do plus size.
Right.
So you would do plus size.
Exactly.
So you would do plus size.
I mean, if I got there, I probably, if I could pull it off.
Okay, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
5'5", how much you weigh? 160?
Yeah.
You say that, you whispering. I know a girl wear 230.
Really?
That's what's yes. up.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can hold it different.
Photoshop. How?
Would you Photoshop yourself?
Mm-hmm. No, well, how often is Photoshop used? Whether it's in you or you've seen it used tremendously where girls look totally different. Like, what is your experience with Photoshop?
I personally don't really care for Photoshop. I just recently started accepting it on my pictures. Like, when my photographers that I choose to work with do photo shoots, I don't really like body modifications. Like, you can remove a blemish, but if you gotta, like, I don't know, I've seen some drastic changes, and I'm like, you should be able to compare the two and say, okay, this is the same image, just a little touch up. Shouldn't create a whole new shape or whole new, I don't know, complexion. I don't know. It's just, I don't really like Photoshop so much. I try to stick with photographers who keep me looking natural.
Mm-hmm.
Real.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple more things and I'll let you go. Gun laws. Do you know what's been happening? I know, because I'm asking you a lot of stuff. Like, what? That happened? What do you think about the gun laws? Are gun laws too loose in this country? Is that why every day we're hearing about somebody shooting or killing someone? How do you feel?
Unfortunately, I always feel.
Do you have
that.
A gun? Okay, we'll move on.
I don't. I'm gonna leave it. No, I don't have. I don't own. I don't own my own gun.
Okay, so how do you feel? Do you think that the gun laws are too loose? Do you think that everybody should just have a gun and we should worry about ourselves?
I feel like the more you pretty much prohibit somebody from doing something, the more they're gonna do it.
Yeah, so I think that too.
I feel like the tighter they make these laws, the more people gonna have to feel like they gotta prove that they don't agree with them. Oh, so I'm like a free mind person or whatever you want to call it. I just feel like if you don't, less rules, people will follow them better. Yeah. Which that kind of don't make sense. But if you have less
rules,
I get
what you're saying.
People will do what they're supposed to do.
When a lot of people just do things like contrarians. Like you say, don't do something.
Right.
Oh, I'm gonna do it.
Because,
you know, I think
right.
the more we talk about it, the more people want to go out. Well, maybe I need to get a gun because there's so much conversation about guns.
Exactly.
So I need one.
But I feel like everybody. I don't feel like everybody deserves a gun because there are some people out there that's maybe a little sick in the mind. But yeah, as far as I don't know, I guess whatever test they give you to get the gun,
just make it harder.
Yeah, just make it. I don't know, not bulletproof, but make it so that it doesn't. You know,
people can't slip through the cracks.
Yeah, people can't slip through the cracks.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
Did the person you wanted to win?
No.
No. Do you think Donald Trump will last his entire 4 years?
I think somebody's gonna kill him.
You think somebody will kill him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or attempt.
Attempt to.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say he don't. That don't happen. Do you think he'll be reelected if he make it through the 4 years? You think he'll be reelected?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
I was shocked when he got. I don't see how.
I was shocked when he did get elected, but I think he done pissed off some white people now.
True. You know? True.
I think
he pissed off the people he tricked in the first place.
The people who he tricked in the first place. Yeah, I think a lot of people. He's like really pissed him off.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think his claim to fame has to be that wall.
Right.
And if he can't get that wall up by the time his term over, if he lasts that 4 years, that's going to dictate.
Yeah.
But if he gets that wall up, he's going to ride that into the next election.
Oh, yeah. The wall's going to save him, if anything.
What do you say about people who say, if you're from North Carolina, you country?
I kind of embrace it. I don't mind being country. Because, I mean, I am a little country.
What's the most country thing you've ever done?
Walking outside barefoot, that's country. Like...
That's that where the term dirty foot come from?
It is, right.
Yo, dirty foot ass.
I don't think twice about it unless it's cold.
Okay. What's your favorite country dish? Chicken feet?
No. It used to be, I guess, like barbecue.
Barbecue?
But I don't eat pork no more, so I guess it's like turkey barbecue.
Oh. You're a Muslim?
Not vegan. I am aspiring vegan.
Oh, an aspiring Muslim.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it. I'm slowly.
Are you trying to give up me? Oh,
okay. I'm trying. Meat
why?
Is so nasty.
Oh, because it's nasty, not because of the weight.
I mean, it tastes. No, not for weight. See, that's why I haven't given it up yet. If I ain't trying. I'm not ready for the weight loss.
Oh, okay. So
I gotta
you don't
find substitutes.
So you don't want to lose weight.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, not altogether.
Tighten up.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
pretty much what I do anyway, just eating. Just I have a really big appetite. Mm. Just kind of embrace it when I want to gain weight. Because I'm kind of always hungry. Like, I'm hungry right now. And I just ate before I got here. Wow. So, I just eat.
What do you think about male birth control?
Oh.
You heard about that?
No. I mean, no, I did. I have heard of it. I haven't looked into it and read, like, the details. But I definitely.
So, you'd rather him take a pill over you taking a pill?
I say men can use all the help they can get.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you just double up kind of. Like, you take a pill and he take
exactly.
The pill. Exactly. You believe in abortion?
To each his own. I don't.
No, I'm saying you personally.
No. Mind. I'm not having no.
So if you get pregnant, it's going down.
It's going down.
Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, really? That's exactly.
When you got pregnant, he tried like, hey, look, you need to have an abortion?
No, actually told me if I did, he'll kill me. So
do you think a lot of guys say that, and then when it comes down to the realism of having a baby, they change their mind like, wait a minute. Like, it's the thing to say, like, yeah, you going to have my baby.
Exactly.
And then you're like, okay. You're like, wait a minute.
There's actually going to be a whole baby here.
It's a whole baby here. And then they change their mind.
Right.
It's like it's the go-to thing to say. No guy's going to be like, yeah, have an abortion.
Right.
But then after, it's like, wait a minute, you really going to do this?
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So you don't believe in abortion?
No.
Spiritual reasons, or do you feel that that's a human as soon as the sperm fertilized the egg?
It's my heart. My heart just be like, I can't do it. I don't want
to. You don't want to die.
Right.
And if it's a heaven, all your babies you kill be up there like, what the hell?
Right. Like. Yeah.
But if you believe they people.
That's a level of hell.
Right.
So the baby go to hell?
Yeah,
But what if you fix your life, you go to heaven?
I can't.
You ain't got to worry about the babies you kill.
Exactly.
So the baby's in hell.
No.
No.
Right.
It.
Huh? Right. I'm just trying to get it. So they're in a level of hell.
The baby itself is not in hell. You have to do this to me.
So you don't believe in abortion. You don't believe in heaven or hell. You believe in a higher power, not really God, but more the universe, and you'll come back as a puppy.
Hopefully not.
That's what Paris believes in, people.
That's like a very, very, yeah.
I keep saying last one. You going to get married? Marriage anytime soon?
I won't say anytime soon, but I do.
It's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, more kids?
Yeah. I originally wanted 5 kids, so I'm behind. Christ.
Wow. How old are you? 25? 26?
I'll be 30 this year.
Okay. And you went to school in Greenville?
Yeah, I went to South Central. Really?
Yeah.
I went to South Central. Yep, sure was.
Oh, man. So, okay.
Really?
Let me think. I had another question. What is happening in this world? Oh, marriage. Oh, this is my last one. Really my last one. Shacking up. Because you're from the South. I know. Y'all just, what do you think about shacking up? Is it okay?
My mama didn't do it, so I.
You won't do it?
I can't do it.
You would never live with a man or never
we
have?
Stay a few nights, maybe, if we real tight. But eventually, if your stuff end up at my house and I'm washing drawers and stuff,
yeah.
I'm going to need my ring.
So you have that firm belief in, why buy the cow if you're getting the milk for free?
Right, exactly. I'm not doing girlfriend things for us.
You're not doing wifey things for a girlfriend? Oh, okay. So how do you get to know a person?
Talking.
I know, we get married and we move in together. What if you don't know all his habits? He leave his drawers on the floor?
That's what I say. He's going to have to spend some nights over.
Oh, spend some nights.
Yeah,
but you're not going to get that full effect just from a couple nights.
If it's like a few nights in a row for a couple, few months or years at a time.
Oh, so you, okay, you kind of like, he still got his spot.
Right.
You got your spot, but y'all spend a lot of time together.
And I'm real observant and I do like a lot of research and stuff.
Oh.
It'll come together. It always does.
What's your pet peeve? When it comes
kind
to a male.
Broad, but lying for no reason. Like, just you know, like little lies. It's a big turnoff. Just little lies.
Okay. What's your type since you're single?
I ain't really got a type.
You like pretty boys. See there?
No, I used to.
Oh, you used to.
I actually do not like pretty boys. Please don't.
Tall, short?
I prefer no light skins. I mean, they're nice. Y'all are cute, some of them. But I like pretty smiles, nice lips, and eyes. And color eyes are cute, but I really like dark eyes.
Dark eyes
and nice smile.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay, this really last one. Is your DM open for service?
No.
Your DM not open for service?
Nope.
You don't want nobody jumping the DMs?
No, I have an email if you want to hit me up for business, but no, I don't even
No,
open
I mean
it.
Like they want to take you out, they're going to see some pictures, and then no.
No.
Your DM?
Nope. Maybe just hope you run into me in person, maybe, if you're... I don't know.
So are you into the old school way of meeting people?
Yeah, exactly. I don't like meeting through the internet because it's almost never the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you meet your baby daddy through the internet?
No, I met him before the internet even. I didn't even have a phone when I met him.
What school?
It was at a game.
game?
Yep.
Okay. What game?
I don't remember.
Like a football game? Like high school game?
It was a high school football game. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Never knew. He's going to shoot your club up.
Right. Wish I did. Hopefully he ain't listening.
Oh, he listening. You want to give him a shout out?
Oh, no.
Give him a shout out. All right, man. Paris, tell people how to find you on social media, man.
All right. I'm at ParisXSoFab on Instagram, ParisSoFab on Facebook. Make sure you like my modeling fan page.
Oh, you got a fan? Oh, go on, girl.
Yeah, I got my regular page, and then I got my fan page.
Okay.
Trying to separate the two.
Okay.
And
what's your modeling fan page name again?
ParisSoFab as well.
Okay.
And my email is parissofab@gmail.com. And if you want to, you know, inquire about some business.
Okay. She's a brand ambassador.
Yes.
She will do videos.
Yep.
Nothing's free no more. Everything got a price tag on
Facts.
It. And you'll do photo shoot for album covers and all that good stuff, right?
Yep. Photo shoots for album covers, mixtape covers, you name it. I got you.
Y'all do that. All right. Want to thank Paris so far for coming through. Every Friday we shall do this. If you are a local artist, entertainer, you paint shoes, you beatbox, whatever you do, hit us up. And we'll bring you in, put you on the radio for a little bit, and also add you to our podcast. You can email me, jblaze@1019online.com. You can come in and talk about what services you offer. And I don't discriminate. Whatever services that you offer, I would allow you to come in and talk about them. Okay? I know Backpage got shut down. So, you know, we open to talk here. We can't talk about what they did.
We are not promoting nobody's prostitution on your box.
Oh, my God. They're sensual massages. What a happy ending.
If you're legit doing sensual massages, sure. But don't be having no code name, sensual massage.
What a happy ending. You know?
Jesus Christ. Y'all get worse and worse.
Email us. Back page.
Actually, you know what? Bring your ass up here. I want to see how that lifestyle
Somebody come
works
give Clark a sensual massage. You're going to put his balls on your back.
Oh, my God.
Is this your balls on me? A butt naked massage.
Do men I'm need looking sensual for massages?
A fat dude weigh 300 to come give Clark a butt naked massage.
Oh, my God. That don't sound very sensual.
Sensual massages. All right. Hey, look, we are done. Clark, tell people how to find you, please.
You can find me on Instagram. She is Clark Jones, Snapchat shorter than underscore the letter U. This is that man who sent me a picture of himself with a letter and all.
In the front?
Facebook, Clark Jones.
My massage
Jones
is here. Clark about to get a massage. Wow. Okay. What's the name of this show again? I forgot. You remember what name we gave it? We just going to call it Pull Up.
There you go.
Pull Up. That's what I knew is Pull Up. Pull Up on Friday with Jay and Clark. Pull up. Yeah. Whatever
who
you got going
up
on.
Today?
Who
today,
pulled up today?
Paris pulled up.
Matter of fact.
Thank you for pulling Paris up on us, Paris.
No, that's Keith. Yeah, who pulled up? Matter of fact, who pulled up with Jay and Clark today? Paris so fab pulled up today. Thank you for pulling up,
thank
okay?
You.
We like nice pull ups, not mean pull ups. You know, gotcha. You know, it's two different kinds. Somebody like, hey, pull up. Come see me. Somebody, pull up then. No, we want the nice pull up. All right. Jay Blaze crazy on everything. JAYBLAZECRAZY. Thank y'all for listening.